That's the second time that we've done that in collaboration with Lincoln Land Community College, which essentially shares the same area as we do. They marched from Lincoln Land on over to UIS, very strong showing and very well received in the community. Also, student government, as their last act of this year, supported a Know Your Rights campaign. During that Know Your Rights campaign, what they did was distribute door hangers and cards that said the students' Fourth Amendment rights when it comes to police searches and seizures. We did take the idea from the Urbana campus, so thank you to Paul and the Urbana campus for that. We also, here comes that inflating ego again, we also are lucky to have three of our students be selected as the 13 Dunn Fellows in the state next year. Myself being one, I'll be working in the Office of Management and Budget. I'm looking forward to Vice President Knorr's budget request next year. Also, our student government president Ashley Rook was also accepted into the policy office in Chicago. And Michael Ziri, a graduate student who just graduated with a degree in political science, will be working in the legislative office in Springfield. And also, Jacqueline O'Day from the Urbana campus will be working in the legislative office in Springfield as well. So the U of I is slowly taking over that office. And also, a number of different internships and fellowships that are offered at UIS. The 100 students that work in state agencies through the Graduate Public Service Internship. Also, the 20 different students that work in the legislature as part of a legislative staff in the Illinois Legislative Staff Internship. And of course, our public affairs reporting program that is very strong and has produced the likes of Dana Perino and other great graduates from that program as well. And so we are definitely taking over the State House down there, which is a good thing for our campus. We've already kind of introduced him, but very quickly, if Derek Felix can stand. Derek is a business administration major. This past year, he served as the College of Business and Management Senator to the student government. His big issue this year was reforming the plus-minus system at UIS, and so Provost Berman has dealt with him quite a bit, and also Chancellor Ringeisen, and he will do a fantastic job. The most important thing about Derek is who recruited him to go to UIS. He talked to somebody from his neighborhood about UIS a few years back. Her name was Sarah Doyle. And so Sarah has definitely a long-reaching presence at UIS, and I know that he will do a fantastic job. So I look forward to reading about him and what he's doing at UIS. Since this is the last regularly scheduled board meeting, very, very quickly, I wanted to thank the Chancellor Ringeisen and President White, and also all the members of the Board of Trustees for everything that you've taught me over the year and shown me that really this institution is run by very capable people and very dedicated people. Also in the board office, Marnie, Ellen, and Michelle Thompson, without you, I don't think that I could have ever gotten anything done. So thank you to you as well, and also to the students that elected me. Thank you to them. I asked Paul if I should end with a Lincoln quote. I said, would that be cliche? And he said, well, you're from Springfield and everybody else does it, so why not? So in my last words of the university, I'll finish on a quote that's popular in Springfield. It's from Lincoln's farewell address to Springfield. And it's, to this place and to the kindness of these people, I owe everything. And that's very true, and I hope to serve the U of I as an alumni and continue to be a strong advocate for UIS and the University of Illinois system. So thank you very much.
Well, with keeping up with the tradition, I'm supposed to announce the next three meetings. And we'll keep sending you the more information over the period of time. But the next meeting is July 22nd. It would be the July 22nd board retreat, and the board meeting will be on July 23rd. And that happens at Chicago campus. Next meeting is September 10th in Urbana, and the meeting in Springfield on November 12th. Also, the board meeting for 2009-10 schedule has been revised, and the March board meeting is now on March 10th, 2010. So with that, does anyone have any unfinished business which you'd like to address before they go home? So Dr. Smith is ready near the door to. So can we have the motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.